Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Shidduch Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to COVID and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the seventh day of the month of Nisan. Please continue to daven for all of those in need of the refuah. All of the names are listed in the daily email. You can subscribe anytime to receive the daily email. It's a great reminder of the call and who will be speaking on the call that day. To sign up, go to ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. I also want to thank our sponsors for this week, whom I had a privilege to speak with on Friday, who chooses to remain anonymous and did so in my honor for this week. So very, very grateful. Thank you so much for your generosity and for having been with the program since its inception, as I know so many of you who are on the call have been with us since the beginning. And it truly is a remarkable feat that here we are 4 years later and really just attracting a bigger and broader audience, really week by week. People keep signing up, and very, very, very special. And speaking about things that are remarkable, today we have much to be thankful for. Nisan is a month of miracles. We shared that in the introduction the other day. And what happened over the weekend is nothing short of one. I'd like to share a brief message, and I'll take away time from our illustrious speaker today, but I just want to share a brief message that our rabbi here in Boca Raton, Rabbi Goldberg, put out that really truly summed up a lot of what I was feeling, and I know that, and I imagine that many of you. I often hear, if only God did miracles today, I would believe in him and have a relationship with him. The answer is, he does miracles today. When you see the headlines, 99% of 300 plus projectiles fired by Iran at Israel were intercepted. And you read the history of the Iron Dome and Israel's missile defense program, how much scientists thought it was impossible to invent something that could respond to the trajectory and velocity of missiles and blow them up in the air. When you see 99% effectiveness, know it's nothing short of miraculous. Yes, it was invented by human ingenuity and resourcefulness. That is because Hashem always invites us to be his partner in making miracles. When you sit down for the Seder in a few days and talk about miracles of Hashem, don't only refer to thousands of years ago. Talk about the miracles that happened this week. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you to the brilliant scientists and engineers in Israel. Thank you to the Israeli people for perseverance, tenacity, and faith. Those are the Goldberg's message, and it really summed up just so much of what I've been feeling, and that we really are living in challenging times, but truly in miraculous times as well. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Kenneth Alman of the Young Israel Talmud Torah of Flatbush in Brooklyn, New York, to share the Brei Chizkiah, which will be followed by Rabbi Alman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for those who are still held hostage, and Davin, please our tefillos be answered, that they come home into the loving arms of their family. We'll conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, pausing in each of us the opportunity to insert the name of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Alman.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. good afternoon, or I guess good morning or good night, or wherever people are who are listening. Thank you all very much for joining. We were zocha, as Rabbi Herman just mentioned this past Shabbos, to witness and experience a tremendous geula. The potential for a disaster from the Iranian missiles was horrible, but to paraphrase what we will say in the Haggadah next week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hitzilenu Miyadam. God saved us from their hands, and he did this through his malachim, through his agents, through the IDF air defenses, and with the help of our allies, Sheyizachlu Latov, who should be remembered well for their good efforts. Now, this time of year is historically one of divine protection. The night of the Seder is known as Leil Shimurim, which can be translated as the night of protections in the plural, multiple protections. Actually, there are different interpretations of this phrase, Leil Shimurim. It's worth noting as well that the phrase is mentioned twice in the same verse, and it's the only mention of it in the Torah. Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem, a night of, again, let's say protections, this is unto God, Lahotzi'am Me'eretz Mitzrayim, to take them, the Jews, out of Egypt, Hu Halayla Hazel Hashem, this night is a night unto God, Shimurim, of protections, L'chol B'nei Yisrael, for the entire Jewish nation, L'dorosam, for future generations. So Rashi, our master commentator, understands the first mention of Shimurim, Leil Shimurim, the night of protections, as meaning not protection, but a night of anticipation, because Lishmar could mean to hold something in waiting, a night of anticipation for God. God was anticipating this night for many years. He wanted to be able to fulfill his promise of taking us out of Egypt. So the first Shimurim refers to God's anticipation. And the second one, Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael, that refers, says Rashi, to actual protection for the Jewish nation. That this night, for all time, is a night on which we are afforded divine protection from those forces in the world that would cause us harm. What emerges from this is that God looks forward and anticipates protecting us. So while the Seder that we observe is on Leil Shimurim, and it is dedicated to acknowledging God's redeeming us from our woes, this year, the joy of redemption that we normally have on Pesach is very much overshadowed by the maror, the bitterness of October 7th. When we will recite Halachma Anya, this is the bread of poverty, the bread of sadness, we will really feel it this year. The precious lives lost in the massacre on October 7th, the fallen soldiers, the unknown fate of the hostages, and the fact that so many terrorists still remain at bay in Rafah and its environs, all this is true bitterness. And we're therefore, at our Seder this year, going to be walking a tightrope of emotions. And it will require great skill on our parts to navigate properly. How can we properly thank God for what he's done for us, while at the same time give vent to our feelings of loss? The overarching message, I think, must be that notwithstanding our current trials and tribulations, notwithstanding the maror, the bitter herbs, and the bread of affliction that we've felt this year, as the conclusion of Halachma Anya states, the conclusion of that prayer which we say at the beginning, or a declaration is probably a better word, that we say at the beginning of the Seder, of this bread of affliction, L'shana haba b'nei chorin, that we have a guarantee that we will survive and ultimately flourish beyond our expectations. The Shana Haba, the coming year, will be better. It will be a year of freedom, a year of true freedom. The protection that we recently experienced and witnessed should be propelled by God's eternal commitment to make this Leil Shimurim the one that heralds our ultimate redemption, our Geula Shleima, b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen. We'll go now to the recitation of the Tehillim. We'll begin with Tehillim Chas, chapter 20 of Tehillim. Lam naseach mizmor l'David, ya'ancha Adonai b'yom sara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisodekha, yizkar kol min chosecha, ve'olosecha yidashen esela, yiten lecha chilbavecha, v'chalat sosecha yimalei, neranana vishua secha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodati, yihoshia Adonai mishichau, ya'anehu mishamei kodshau, v'gvuros yesha yiminau, eilev orechev, ve'eile vasusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heima kore'u v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad, Adonai hoshi'a ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom kare'inu. Kehillim Chas Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmar l'David, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, bin osdeshe yarbiseini, almei menuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yishovev, yancheini v'magalei tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki eilech begeit salmoves lo'i ro'ra, ki ato imodi, shivtecha u'mishantecha, heima yenachamuni, ta'aroch lefonai shulchan, neged tzoreroi, dishanta v'ashemen roshi, kosi revaya, achtov v'chesed yirdefuni, kol yemei chayoi, v'shavti beveis Adonai la'orech yamim.
Now we're moving on. Screen became stuck. Okay, wait a minute till it unsticks itself. We're moving on. I think the next one is, I'll just use a different tail in hand for my device starts to work again. Now it's going. Okay, sorry for that. Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir Lama'alos, Esa Einai El Hehorim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shomayim Va'aret, Alitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomerecha, Hinei lo yonum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka v'yoreyach baloila. Adonai yishmarecha mikol ra
Yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar tseitzecha uvoecha. Me'ata ve'ad olam. Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hama'alos. Mima amakim kerosicha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli. Tihyena oznecha kashuvos. Lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmar yoh. Adonai mi yamot. Ki imecha hasalicha. Lema'an tivorei. Kivisi Adonai kivasan nafshi, v'livarau hokalti, nafshi ladonai, mishomarim laboker, shomarim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hakesed, v'harbei imo fedus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael, Nikol Avon Osav. Kuf Mem Beis, 100, chapter 142. Maskil le David, Vihyoso Bama'ora Sefila. Koli el Adonai Ezak. Koli el Adonai Eskanon. Eshpok lefonav Sihi. Sarasi lefon of Agid, behis atef olai ruchi, the ato yodata nesivosi, ba'orachzu ahalech tamnu fachli, habet yomin urei, ve'en li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenafshi, zoakti eilecha adonai, omarti ato machsi, Chelki be'eret hakayim, hakshiva el winosi, ki dalosi me'od, hasileni me'rodefai, ki ametsu mimeni, hotzia mimasker nafshi, lahodos es shemecha, vi yachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol olai. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, Anasunim batsara uvashivya. Ha'omedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Ha'makom yirachem aleihem. V'yotzi'em mitzara lirvacha. U'me'afela le'ora. U'mishibud ligula. Hashta ba'agola uvizman kariv. V'nomar amein. The Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel, defense, Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarechas Chayalei Tzavah HaAgonol Yisrael, Ve'anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omedim Al Mishmar Artseinu V'Yorei Eloheinu, Migvul Halvanon Ve'ad Midar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayom HaGadol Ad Levoho Arava, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשו בו אוויר וביום. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקומים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור, ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בחסר ישועה, ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכסוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. משברך, for the שבויים, for those being held in captivity, משברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, Hu yivarech v'yishmar v'yintzar es nedarei tzva ha'agana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav v'es kol acheinu hanesunim b'tzara u'v'shivya v'avur shakal ha'kal ha'kadosh hazeh mispalel ba'avuram ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotziei michoshech v'tzalmoves u'mosterosayhem yinateik umimitsukoseihem yoshiim viyoshiveim mehira lechek mishpachoseihem yodula adonai chasto viniflaosav livnei adam viyikuyam bohem mikroshakosuv uftuye adonai yishuvun uvahu letzion berina v'simchas olam al rosham tason v'simcha yasigu v'natsu yagon v'anacha v'nomar amein. And we'll conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, the prayer for the sick. Everyone can insert the names that they would like to pray for. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aharon David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirape Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Aleihem Lachlimamu Lorapasamu Lachzikamu Lachyosam V'yishlach Lahem Mehera Refuah Shalema Min HaShamayim V'chol Evarehem V'chol Bideihem B'sog Sh'or Cholei Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh U'Refuah HaGuf Hashta Ba'agola U'Bizman Kariv Benomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Amen. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Tashem in the near future. Wishing you, your family, your wonderful community, a chakasha v'sameach. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern of each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Also a reminder, this will be our final week of broadcasting. Of course, not forever. We will pick up after the Chag of Pesach, but we are still here through the remainder of this week. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.